This podcast is intended for adults only. We do not condone the use of any illegal substances, and anything we consume is for educational purposes only.
Because, you know, we should be afraid of a plant that grows from the ground. And, you know, endocannabinoid system is, you know, it's in your body and it produces cannabinoids. I mean, you know what? I'm going to stop because I'm going to rant. Just play the music, Mitch.
Check my mileage, cause I got driving. First two, I drove 6 states. Never thought I'd be there right by my side. Man, what a time is to be alive. See, I'm charged up, feeling energized. Doing the enterprise, move super size. Huh. Y'all extra like a side of fries. Whoa, false guys who y'all idolize. Yeah, go against us, I would not advise. We the highest in the room, just look up once and you can find us. Our song should have more plays, but we too dope, they rewind us. All my talk is lined up, every day my girl get fined up.
Yo, what is up? We are live at the Canacuya podcast, where we cultivate conversations about cannabis, creativity, and the community. And today it's just me riding solo dolo because Mitch still got a cold from Chicago. Homie couldn't handle the windy city wind, so he's still got a cold. So we're giving him the week off, and because, yo, we got another Filipina in the house. Yo, okay, so I'm watching From the Stash. Shout out to those guys. I watched them all the time. I watched Mr. Grow and I got your books, homie. But I was watching, I've been watching cannabis growing videos and cannabis cultivation videos for years, for a year and a half now, at least since I've been growing. And I haven't seen any Filipinos or Filipinas in any of the videos until our next guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Canacuya podcast, Muffin B. Puffin.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. What is up, girl? I'm so excited to have you on because I'm going to ask you the first question. Did your parents know that you are Muffin B. Puffin and what you do online? I wanted to ask you that first.
No. They know that I work in cannabis, but they don't know what I do. They know that I do like cannabis photography. They know that I partake. They're not the happiest with it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I asked that of all of our Filipino and Filipina guests because Mitch and I are the opposite. Like, I've told my parents know, and Mitch hasn't told his mom yet. So, you know,
Okay.
But it's an interesting question, but really I'm more interested in how I found you and saw you. Cause you're the From the Stash guys photographer, right? And so how did that happen? Tell me the story behind how you met the From the Stash guys.
So it was actually one of my old coworkers. We were working one day and he tells me, "Hey, do you follow Mr. Grow It?" And I said, "No, actually I don't. Like, who is he?" And he's like, "Oh, he's like a local here. He grows weed and he has YouTube videos. He has Twitch." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Like, what is it?" And he was like, they're looking for a photographer and I really want to recommend you. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm actually a little scared. Like, I went to go see his profile and I was like, wow, he has a really big following. Like, this is huge. Like, I'm a little scared. I don't want to do it. And he's like, "No, just do it. Just try. Like, just do it." And I was like, okay. So I followed him and I started looking through his page. I was like, "Oh, wow, he grows really great weed. Like, it's amazing." And I'm like, okay, let me just shoot my shot. So I went ahead and DM'd him and I said, "Hey, I see you're looking for a Las Vegas photographer. I'm here. I'd love to try and like shoot with you guys." And immediately he was like, "Absolutely. Like, yes." And he started following me back. Then Rob followed me. Then Pigeons followed me. And from there, they were like, "Hey, we're coming." So it's like an annual thing for us. They come for MJ BizCon every year. And so every year that they come, since 2021, I've been taking their photos.
To shoot the rooftop shots and all that stuff, right? I listen to the podcast. I listen to all of it. I'm a fan. That's why I'm a fan of, and I would, that's why I was so excited that, you know, cause you know, especially in my business, cause I'm in the entertainment field, like, you know, there's not a lot of us, you know, no. And there's not a lot of us there's not a lot of us in front of the camera. And so when, but at least if there's someone, there's one of us in behind the camera and on the team, you mm-hmm. know, that they're not, you know, that they're inclusive. They're inclusive. They're guys that they're cool guys. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was actually excited by the fact that I was like, oh, so these, I it's good that I'm a fan of these cats because they employ a Filipina. I like that. You know, it was very nice for me to know as a fan of theirs, as a Filipino mm-hmm. fan of theirs, that their photographer was Filipina.
Yeah.
So what is it? So, okay. So you say you brushed that really quickly. I am a cultivator. I grow my own weed. Tell me, please tell me, what is your experience of smoking Mr. Growitz? Cause you said it's amazing. So please tell me more. I want to know more. I'm inquiring minds want to know.
So I don't think I've smoked it from what I remember, but I took photos of his grow. Like I was there and I took photos of his grow. And then, I took photos of after his grow and I got to smell his weed. And, you know, like in my head, I'm like, I don't know, like I just get too much into my head and I really wanted to try it. And I'm pretty sure he's going to watch this and be like, Muffin, why didn't you tell me? I would have given you some. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Mr. Grow. Don't get mad at me. But I didn't ask. And I was like, wow, this is great. But the last time that I was there and I did the podcast with them, they actually gave me, what's his name? Swank Genetics. He gave me some of Swank Genetics weed. And that was phenomenal. So it was freeze-dried. I want to say that it was freeze-dried. Okay. So like the way that it crumbled, it was amazing. And it was they recommended it in bowls or bongs, so that's what I smoked it in. I smoked it in a bong and the high was so different. Like, first of all, it tasted delicious and it didn't, I normally don't like smoking flower. I like smoking dabs because I feel like my taste buds don't like flower. When I smoke flower, I feel like I just taste burnt, but that was the first flower that I've ever been able to taste what it was. Like it tasted very grapey, and very sweet. I loved it. And when it just crumbled, it was so fine, but it was, you could see the terpenes on it. It was so sparkly under the light.
Wow.
Eric, it was so beautiful. I wish I still had more of that weed. It was a beautiful,
the way that you're talking
color.
About it already is making me want to go smoke. Golly.
I loved it. It was such a great burn too. It didn't burn quickly. It was a nice even burn. We tried to put it in a joint, but I could see why it wasn't meant for a joint. Like it felt like in the joint, it burnt too fast, but in the bowl, it burnt like pretty slow. It was a good burn.
Probably, especially with that freeze drying process, maybe makes it burn a little quicker too.
Yeah, it did. But the freeze dry was interesting. Wow, that was my first time having freeze dried weed.
I've never tried. I'm intrigued by your story. Again, I knew I was going to get a good story from you about smoking weed with Mr. Grower or whatever weed you got from him and them, mm-hmm. them guys, because they're literally from the stash.
Yeah,
I mean, for real. Come on.
Mm-hmm. We got to put some emphasis in that name because they are from the stash.
I mean, but they're so well connected. They have their own nutrient line now. I mean, mm-hmm. they've kind of in a lot of ways provided a blueprint for content creators and cannabis yes. content creators to, you know, kind of show us the way, you know. And 100%. So has your affiliation with From the Stash given you more affiliations with different other cannabis companies and different, like how is your affiliation with From the Stash cultivated your cannabis relationships?
I feel like since I've connected with them, I feel like I've been more connected to people in the cannabis community, not more brands per se, but more people, like people who are doing their own things in their cannabis industry, like you and like what you and Mitch are doing and like what they're doing and like other people in the community that have their own type of podcast that bring the awareness to it. And I enjoy that because I feel like I make more genuine connections that way. Although I love the brands, of course, you know, who doesn't like free product, who doesn't like, you know, free anything. But I feel like I get more value and more genuine relationships out of the people that I meet out of the community itself. And I enjoyed a lot of the people that I have met. Like, honestly, meeting Pigeons and Rob and Mr. Grow It themselves, like, they're amazing. They're so great. Like, they're so humble and they're very kind. And you can tell that they do care about the cannabis community and they care about what's going on. And they want to make sure that whatever they're telling people, that it's real, that it's true facts. And it's not like them being paid to tell these things. And, you know, like how, unfortunately, some people are in the communities, money talks, unfortunately. Ooh, sorry about that.
Yeah. And that's no worries. I'll tell you, that's part of why I started the podcast, because I saw how money was kind of taking over, like the out of state corporations and all the different, even here in Cali, it, you know, the supposed capital of cannabis, right, where we're supposed to be able to get the best weed. And as rec became more the, you know, the status quo, the quality in the dispensary went lower and lower and lower, to the point where I was just buying, I prefer to buy the name brands that I trusted, but I'd just buy the minis because it wasn't worth to buy the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't worth it. So, but and then it just pushed me to grow even more. And then like I said, I watched a Mr. Grow video, and then a Mr. Canucks video. And then I watched a Pigeons video, and then, you know, all these different videos. And I'm like, yo, I should grow my own. And the information that they provide, I'm happy that they are very, they have a lot of integrity when it comes to the information they provide, because that's the same way we are here. Like, I'm excited that you're almost like, you're like my little Filipina key into the cannabis community. No, because you're the first Filipina that I saw in all the videos. You know, videos are predominated by, you know, I mean, let's be honest, you know, middle-aged white dudes, and it's not bad, but, you know, I like it when I can see someone who looks like me talking about the stuff that I like to talk about. And that's why I'm so happy to have you on. So let me ask you, like you said, you like to work with independent creators and independent collaborators. So what are your goals with Muffin Be Puffin? Because I watch it on Instagram. If you don't follow her on Instagram, Muffin Be Puffin, I'm gonna put it. We'll put it on all the links for this podcast. But follow her on Instagram, especially if you are into ASMR, because it's soothing to me. I asked, like, there's a modality to, like, healing ASMR for a lot of people, because it triggers positive responses when you like that stuff. But I don't know much about it. So please, explain first what it is that you do on Instagram, but also what gave you the idea to start doing it?
Okay. So on Instagram, I'm a photographer and I also do a lot of canna videos. A lot of them, my most popular one is my ASMR stoner series. And it's so funny because I uploaded that as a gag. One of my close friends, she really likes ASMR. And I told her, I was like, oh, I got a mic. And she's like, you should record some videos. And I was like, I'll record videos and I'll send it to you. And for some reason, I recorded it. And I was like, I'm going to just upload it to Instagram. I'll just upload it. And I'll probably just take it off, you know. Uploaded my delete later, you know, felt cute, my delete later. That's what I did. I uploaded it and I didn't think it was going to go off. Like, I didn't think anyone's going to like it. And all of a sudden it's like, I want to see more. Like, this is great. Like, please upload more. Like, this is funny. And I'm like, wow, I honestly did not think this was going to, like, get big as I thought it was. I loved it. I loved doing it. And I don't know, it just started off as a gag. It's here it is now.
It's so cool to me too. It's so, like, when you tap your fingers on a little jar and on your nails, I'm like, oh, wow. I feel like I might be able to get into this ASMR. This is intriguing, but it's also the way you shoot it is very well, because you're a photographer, so you know how to make it look good. And it's really, they're so amusing and so fun. And I can see why they got popular. What was it like when you, because you said it was like on a whim, you were might delete later, right? So what was it when you looked up and you were like, what was that like? Describe that feeling.
I think I just came home from work and I was like, oh, let me just see the video. And I started looking at all the comments and I'm like, babe. He's like, what? Everybody's liking the ASMR video. And he's like, wait, that one that you were supposed to send to our friend? I was like, yeah. I was like, they like it. And he's like, okay. And I was like, I think I'm just going to keep going. Like, why
not? So how many have you done so far? How many videos have you, ASMR series?
Four. And then I already have five and six. I skipped this week because I originally shot it with my old nails and they were outgrown, but I have new nails. Shout out to my nail girl. So that's going to be a part of these next few videos. I have to shout her out because without these claws, I couldn't make any sound.
I'm saying, oh my gosh, that them tappy taps on the top of the weed jar. I was like, oh my God, this is, oh my God, it's intriguing. Let me watch more. No, but because I mean, I'm okay. So I'm turning 50 this year. So I'm older. So some of the younger internet trends, I'm like, some of its stuff just goes over my head, because I watch some, you know, like I'm a comic. So there's comedians will say, you know, I have female comedians will say, I have OnlyFans where dudes will want me to whisper shit and they pay me a whole bunch of money because they like the ASMR. I'm like, for real? Mm-hmm. And then like I saw that there was a lady online that sold her in a jar. You know, like I don't understand that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some stuff on the internet that I don't understand. But then again, when I watched your video, it kind of got me, oh, people who don't like loud noises being whispers, because I like soothing whispers. Mm-hmm. And then, because as soon as you hear, welcome to the ASMR, I'm like, oh my God, this is, I could get into this. So you said you have six is up, is ready to go. And are something you're going to continue?
Yes, I want to continue. I want to eventually, hopefully get more brands and products in for sponsorships and stuff, but I'll just stick to what I have. I have already lined up because I want to use different devices, different rigs, different brands, different everything just to keep it going because I can make different sounds, different things. Like, how can you get tired of, you know, smoking cannabis and
edibles? Just, you can chew gummies and stuff. You can do all those things.
That's kind of like a mukbang, ASMR, just throw in some gummies. You're just like,
yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Girl, if it monetizes your Instagram, all the better. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay. So then here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to invite, so you like to work with independent and, you know, content creators and independent comedians. So
absolutely.
I'm going to extend. You are now an official marijuana ate of the Canacuya podcast. So whenever you want to come back, and not only that, let's have an ASMR segment, you know, a recurring segment where you come back and we do a video where maybe we're included. Because here's the thing I wanted to mention to you is that Mitch and I are planning on going to Vegas soon. So we'll meet up in person and then you can take our picture. Just like from the stash, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah. So we'll do all that stuff. And again, I want to keep this first meeting of Muffin B. Puffin and the Canacuyas, because now, yes, you're Muffin B. Puffin, but you're also a marijuana ate. You're part of the team. Because I would love for you to be, whenever you come, want to come back and be a guest, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Canacuyas and Marijuana Ates, I would like to introduce you to the newest and latest member of the team, Muffin B. Puffin, guys.
Thank you.
ASMR and the first Filipina I saw on the cannabis videos. You're the pioneer. You're the trailblazer of the cannabis industry for me. So I'm have you on the team. And I'm happy to have you. You know, I'm happy to meet you, and it's so cool to get to know you. And I'm looking forward to getting to know you more.
Yes, I'm so excited. Please let me know when you're in Vegas, and I'd love to meet up. Let's take some pictures. Let's do some videos together.
So to wrap it up, let them know where they can follow you on Instagram, where they can see these ASMR videos, and where they can follow you on photography, all your different accounts and all your different things. Let them know.
Absolutely. So I have Instagram, Muffin Be Puffin, and I have Instagram, High Class Images. My website is www.highclassimageslv.com.
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Muffin Be Puffin. And this has been the Can of Kuyas, and I'm Eric Esteban, and Mitch will be back soon. He's going to get over his cold. He'll be back, and then we'll have Mitch and Muffin, and we'll be back, and we'll have it all ended. So then, because Mitch had some questions he wanted to ask you, and I know you wanted to meet Mitch, so we'll definitely do that soon, sooner than later. But probably sounds we can do good. It next Friday if you want. So we'll see. We'll see. But we'll talk soon, okay, Muffin?
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Peace.
Bye.
Yeah, yeah. I got my hoodie on. Now peep the chest. It's human catalyst. Downtown Chula Vista. On Third Avenue, I go cop some shit. Fuck a thief. So fuck zoomies. Yeah, they whack ass jack and shit. Yeah, I move too swift. So I strike in silence. Fuck the violence. Man, check my mileage. Cause I got driving. First tour, I drove 6 states. Never thought I'd be there right by my side. Man, what a time it is to be alive. See, I'm charged up. Feeling energized. Build an enterprise. Move super size. Huh. Y'all act like a side of fries. Whoa. False gods who you idolize. Yeah, go against us. I would not advise. We the highest in the room. Just look up once and you can find us. Our song should have more plays, but we too dope. They rewind us. All my targets lined up. Every day my girl get fined up. All my clothes is local. Bitch, yeah, I really rock designer.
Let's go. Gang. Highest in the room. Yo, we get fucked up. You can count on Drake. I bring the loud pack. Get us in the stew and that's game over. Western metal building. That's a home run. Yeah. Keep the up or leave the fuck a Folgers. Lil' bitch, I made the beat and dropped the full verse. I just hit a steal, I got dripped up. Package born and raised, bitch, I got dripped up. Y no se compara, yo estoy con mi pana. Se llama Trigger, fumando ganja. Estamos con Cali, fumando en Cali. Yo sé que traen ganas. Ella me dice, papi, después terminamos la cama. Highest in the room, yeah, with your father. You can count on Trey Cap, bring the loud pack. Get us in the stew and that's game over. Western metal building, that's a home run.
Yeah, we got hits like Dottie and Machado. Man, we know you're not a leader. Cause all our moves, you just follow. Packing big bowls, you know we just scooped up that gelato. Cause I smoke killer, my shirt illa. Yo, ask our dealer, we the highest in the room. Just look up boys and you can find us. Our song should have more plays, but we too though, they rewind us. All my targets lined up. Every day my girl get fined up. All my clothes is local, bitch, I rarely rock designer.